The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza.
Sorry, that sounded like a fairy.
I know. I was being silly. I get to do that. I get to do that on my show. I get to do whatever I want, right? At the end of the day, really. As long as I follow the rules, you know, there's rules out there for everybody. You always need to follow the rules. But I've got Cody Myler in studio with me and Ronaldo on the controls. And so what's everybody doing? Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How are you?
Good. Got our house on the market. Moved in with the mother-in-law now.
Oh, boy.
So this
how
kind
fun.
Of changes while
oh,
we while we
gosh.
Build our new house. So,
but
yeah.
You like your mother-in-law, right?
We do.
We do. You have somebody else like in your pocket?
No. I'm just saying. Yeah.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah. Yeah. Carry him around.
Oh, my gosh. You know that's an old joke, but we won't go there. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, so what I was thinking about, you know, you coming on the show, and I was thinking about all the great stories you told us during some of the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
The last time, well, the first time you were on,
yeah,
about
yeah.
Tin Can Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I think it's so cute. And, you know, and I want you to tell that story today. How about you tell the story right now about Tin Can Annie? I love a good dog story.
Okay. We can start the show with
a
dog story. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it was a dog. Tin Can Ann. So Tin Can Ann, we lived in the country in Forland, Missouri. And I remember my mom, when I got home from school, she said, "Hey, we've got to go down on the road because I keep seeing this dog. And it's been in the grass. It's like, you know, 3 feet high on the side of the road." And she's like, "I keep seeing this dog over there. And I think there's something wrong with it." So we go down there. We see the dog. And sure enough, she's been hit. Back legs are totally just mangled, and she's been out there for a couple days, so she's been dragging.
Oh my gosh.
It's just raw, her legs raw. And so anyways, we get the cardboard box, and we're like trying to get her and pin her in her, and we put her in the truck, and we take her up to the house. And you know, my mom's doing everything, you know, and obviously
I love your mom. Yeah, just love her.
Obviously the dog is scared, you know, as can be.
Of course,
poor thing. It's like trying to defend itself, but at the same time, so I've got, you know, this towel over its mouth trying to keep it from biting, and she's trying to clean the wounds and all that stuff, and you could just tell it got gangrene and
stuff,
right? So we waited till my stepdad got home, and I lived on a farm. We dehorned cattle and all that stuff, so he was like, instead of taking to the vet, the legs are, they're dead. You know, there's no feeling, they're dead. They're rotting away. So he went ahead and got the dehorners and just cut the legs, back legs off.
Oh my gosh.
And then there's
With no anesthetic?
Well, I mean, she didn't feel anything. They were dead. They were numb. And then there's this powder that you put on there so that way if there's any blood, you can kind of clot it and stuff. So he packed that in there. And then just gauze, all this stuff. So, needless to say.
You're a good storyteller, by the way. Well, you are. That's
you.
Why I asked you to tell the story. You had me captured then and now.
Well,
okay.
Good. Thank okay. you. So, anyway, my mom would go out there, like, I swear, 4 to 6 times a day, changing the gauze.
The bandage,
everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so eventually she came up with an idea of using this leather and putting this wrap around it and then putting literally 10 cans on the back of these nubs that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And, innovation.
Yeah. And this dog was probably only about less than 20 pounds, probably about 14 inches tall, just a regular old brown dog. And so eventually the dog got to the point, we grew up with Australian Shepherds. So we had these two other full-size Australian Shepherds that would be out just blazing the field with the dog or with the cattle and everything. Eventually, Tin Can Ann would be nose-to-nose with those dogs running across the fields just on her front two legs, keeping her butt up in the air. But what was funny about the whole thing is that when she got hit by the car, I guess, she had no control of her bladder or anything. So when she really got to running and sprinting, she was like a little sprinkler and just pee just doo, 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 going out
as
she's
sight.
Going across the field. But the dog lived for another, I think, 9 years after that.
Aww. And your mother gave her such a good home.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure about, you know, taking the cutters to the
she
you
was
know, that
happy.
Part.
She was
you
happy.
Know, but I don't know a lot about that, so I'm not going to judge.
She didn't even jump.
She didn't even jump. Well, that's good to know.
There's nothing there.
You know, last night I was coming home, headed home, and I saw a dead dog in the road, and I thought about the Tin Can Ann story. And this dog was already dead. But I couldn't tell. When I went by it, under its – so you'd have to see the dog. You wouldn't want to see the dog hit. Okay, let me just get to the point. I'm really bad sometimes about that. But I thought that it had tape wrapped around its mouth because its snout was all black. And so I knew the dog was I thought, and what if it isn't completely dead? So I turned back around and I blocked all the traffic and made sure that the dog was dead and then brought it to the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
And this really sweet boy helped me, you know, he picked up the front paws and I picked up the back paws. And it was just so hard. It was just so hard to do it. But, you know, you got to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Just like your mom. She had to do the right thing. Sometimes you just have to do the right thing, no matter how difficult it is. And it was.
We have saved skunks. I've got a story about Skunky. I have possums that we raised in our house because the mother was killed. I've got so many animal stories. It's
your
insane.
Mother has to have just a total heart of gold.
Oh, absolutely. And she loves
What is your mom's name? Let's give her a shout out.
Lynn Summerfield.
Lynn Summerfield. You go, girl.
Lynn is an angel. Yes.
I love it. She is an angel. Well, gosh, what a great story. And I don't have anything else to say except for maybe Navi.
Have a Corona.
I bought some Corona yesterday
because
I heard that it'll give you the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So I bought a 6-pack.
Nice.
Which it does not, by the way.
Yes.
It does not.
But some people believe that it does.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
That is funny. So what's our spiritual daily today, Navi Mendoza?
Confucius. So today's daily dose of spirituality is to remember to reflect on yourself and just take note of any limiting beliefs that might pop up that might be keeping you from achieving your greatest self. It's always good to self-reflect. And, you know, I think that's the goal at the end of the day is to just keep evolving and changing and turning into a better version of you. So keep reflecting.
Keep working on yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, that's a good message because I think we all need to remember that when you get down or if you just get frustrated that you just keep working on yourself and keep moving forward. What was it that Jill said that you wrote?
You don't restart. You just keep going.
You just keep going. You don't restart.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I do too. Well, we've got a fantastic show. Sean Wells is going to jump on with us. He is out and about traveling. He's going to talk about how to stay healthy while traveling. And Cody Myler, not Mueller, he's a health and fitness expert. We're going to be talking about getting fit and staying fit. Bikini weather will be here before you know it. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
We'll be right back. dry your eyes, wipe your tears. Never like to see you cry. Won't you please forgive me?
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. Navi Mendoza, Cody Myler is in studio with us, and Sean Wells is on the line. He is a registered dietitian, certified sports nutritionist, fellow in the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and he has his Master's of Public Health in Nutritional Biochemistry as well. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator of nutritional supplements. Sean has been on TV all over the world, documentaries, radio, podcasts, and spoken on all stages, and is one of the most respected experts in supplements, nutrition, keto, and biohacking. He has used keto, fasting, supplements, and biohacking to overcome a pituitary tumor, autoimmunity with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's, and Epstein-Barr, along with depression, obesity, and more. He is here now to help you, too. You can find him at his website, seanwells.com, and that's S-H-A-W-N-W-E-L-L-S, seanwells.com, or on Instagram at Zone Halo. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm great. How are you, Bernadette?
I'm good. I've got a ton of energy. Can you tell?
Yes.
He's pumped. I feel like that, what's his name on Parks and Rec? Chris Traeger, is that his name? Or yeah. Chris? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's what I sound like right now too. But always great to have you.
What's up, buddy?
Yo,
you two.
What's up, Cody?
Yeah, you two are BFFs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That's good. And I love that. I love that we're all on the air together. And there's so much talk right now, if you will, no pun intended, about the coronavirus and all these, you know, cancellations of the Expo West and all these big events all mm-hmm. over the world.
I saw LAX looked like a ghost town. Yeah. Someone posted a video this morning.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Like, I saw something all over the world, airports, and they did just like the Louvre. You know, typically is really busy. All these different, you know, big destinations worldwide, you know, world famous destinations are completely vacant. And so it's kind of alarming.
Good time to go.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I guess it might be a good time to go. Yeah.
I'm totally kidding.
Nobody's out there. You won't have to. But, you know, Cody, you were saying earlier that you talked to someone that said it was a doctor that said what about the coronavirus?
Well, it was on a radio show that I was listening to. Oh. And that's what he does. What's the technical term? What's he called?
A virologist.
There you go. Yes. That's what he is. And he said that 50 to 60% of the population will get it, but 80% of those people that get it, it's just going to be kind of like a light cold or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. Mm-hmm. You're not going to die.
Right. And Sean, you know, you read, you're the one that turned me onto Nature magazine, which is, you know, the magazine for scientists, basically. Basically, it's the International Journal of Science. And their most recent issue, it talks about the coronavirus, and it says that it is less deadly than the SARS virus. And so I think that everybody is getting a little hysterical. So let's talk about how to protect yourself with Sean Wells. I can't think of anybody better that I want to talk with about this, how to stay healthy while traveling. So what are your tips for us today, Sean?
Yeah, well, first off, the coronavirus is, I think, it's both underhyped and overhyped. And in some ways, I think it's just not understood that, I mean, there are some serious numbers where the disease is in 85 countries now, and that's up from 50 a week ago. And there's 9,500 cases with about 3,200 deaths. And it is compared to the flu, but the flu has, on average, 0.1% of people dying, mortality rate, and it's 2% with coronavirus. So that's about a 20 times difference. But you can look at the coronavirus and think it's in a lot of countries where they have poor access to healthcare,
right,
where there's more people that are immunocompromised, et cetera. So,
a friend of mine sent me this too, and this is to put things in perspective because we always need to do that. The Spanish flu 100 years ago was 2 to 3% death rate, and I won't put what he wrote, but you know, I mean, when you think about that, you think okay, and I guess the death rate right now is over 3%, right, with the coronavirus.
That's what that doctor on the radio said. He compared it to the Spanish
flu. So the point is, we're going to have these. It's not going to stop. This is part of living on Earth. There are thousands about millions of viruses out there, actually. Millions. And so what do we do, Sean?
Well, a few things. One of the most important with all this is just hand washing. And this is good in general. I think people don't do it very well. Only 5% of people wash their hands long enough. You have to do it for more than 20 seconds under decent heat to kill those germs on your hands. So, and then the next one is avoiding touching your mouth, nose, and eyes.
Yep.
You can wear those masks. This is a respiratory disease. It has to get into your lungs. So it's different than just general contact, but it is possible that you could wear a mask. But I think some of this stuff is just overstated. Like maybe if you're in a crowd, a mask might make sense where you're in really tight quarters with someone else and you're, you know, breathing what other people are putting out. The one thing that's a concern here is the incubation period, that it's much longer than some others, and you can still transmit when you're not showing symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a period of time that it's, I think that's one of the ways this has been spreading. But like, you know, like I traveled out here to California. I don't find this a huge concern for me. Again, like I'm a healthy person that has great access to healthcare. I am not immunocompromised. I think if you're a baby, if you're elderly, or if you're sick currently, then this would be more of a concern.
What about if you have an autoimmune disorder? Because so many people have autoimmune disorders like myself.
Yeah, and I would say typically it just depends where you're at with it. Like if you know, like I obviously understand autoimmunity as well, having issues myself. And like when I'm crashing, you know, I feel my body is just really fatigued and just not doing well, then that would be the time. But you know, autoimmunity, like there's points when you're well managed and your immune system's good, even though you have autoimmune issues, but there's times when you're crashing. And obviously if you're crashing, that would be a bad time to kind of be out and about in crowds or traveling.
Absolutely.
But some supplements that I think could make sense right now. One, and you also need to be getting plenty of sleep. Like that's one of the most protective things you can do, and hydrating well. But some supplements that would be great would be oregano oil, and we've talked about this on the show before. It's antibiotic, antiviral, has so many great properties. Obviously, vitamin C, keeping that high. I really like the liposomal form of vitamin C. AHCC, we've talked about this on the show as well. It's a compound that comes from reishi and shiitake mushrooms, and it's just a really potent compound for enhancing the immune system's effects.
I took mine
for
this morning.
It helps me bounce back, like when I'm crashing from autoimmune stuff. And it's just amazing.
Well, and you know what, Sean? So when you told me that a couple of weeks ago, I went and I got some. And mine, I forget the brand, but it had NAC in it as well as beta-glucan.
Yeah.
Beta-glucan is a really good supplement for keeping viruses away too, right? For your immune system?
100%. That's a great combination. And NAC, N-acetylcysteine, is a precursor to glutathione and a potent antioxidant in itself. So that's a great combination right there. Like I love that stack. That's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then doing probiotics, obviously, like gut health is important. And I would say be careful for that reason with doing too much the hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizer and these wipes are great for surfaces. Like if you're on a plane, like I wipe down my table, I wipe down the surfaces of the seat. It's good to keep your phone clean with these wipes. Like phones have tons and tons of germs on them.
Right.
But I don't like using them on my hands much. I just wash my hands because you don't want to get rid of the good bacteria that's on your body that's actually protecting you.
Well, you know what I've been doing since my kids were babies? It was my former sister-in-law, Hala, told me this I used to take a package of regular baby wipes. Those were for like changing diapers. And then I had another pack of baby wipes and I would just pour like a half a bottle of alcohol in there and saturate them with alcohol. And you know, when I had to sanitize something when I was out with a baby or in my car, it's there for you. And it's not expensive. So because I heard that hand sanitizer was sold out. And so and rubbing alcohol is simple. It's cheap. You can get it almost anywhere. Hopefully that's not all gone. And put it into just a package of cheap wipes and carry that with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That totally makes sense. And then you could also use bleach, but you want to, like, obviously not put it in at full strength. You can look up online kind of titration ratios that you'd want to do with bleach and water.
Well, and Lysol kills coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Good old-fashioned exactly Lysol. So. But be careful around pets because it's, you know, you have to be careful. You have to let it dry and you have to have it in a well-ventilated area. You don't want to just spray it all over and then breathe it in. Right, Sean?
Right, right. And one of the things that we're hoping for is that as it warms up, this virus will die down. It's been able to persist when it's been cold in China and cold in some other parts of the world.
Right.
And so we do have to restrict international travel. Obviously, that makes sense right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, because things like now, like this, I mean, one of the reasons it's worse in some ways is, and potentially a pandemic, is that we're traveling so much, like we're just becoming more global.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that are constantly traveling the world like me, you know, and that can be problematic as you're country hopping that you're spreading this disease. So it's very different than any other point in history like that.
Mm-hmm. But like we said, you know, this is going to continue forever. This is not just a coronavirus thing. Before that, a couple of years ago, it was Ebola. I remember when I owned a Drift Float Spa, it was completely dead for 3 months. You know, completely dead. And in fact, in the float tank is one of the safest places you could have been because of all the Epsom salt. You know, it's a natural antimicrobial and antiseptic, antibiotic, all those things. And but people lose their minds. They get so fearful. What do you say to them, Sean, someone that's super fearful about the coronavirus?
Like you're saying, to keep it in perspective, I think with the biggest differences for us, if you are healthy, you are getting good sleep, and you have access to good health care, most of these things are not an issue. And to your point, there are diseases that persist all over the world. In Brazil right now, for example, they have one that's 10 times more deadly that they're dealing with as a country called dengue.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's stuff going on. Just the concern, my biggest concern with this one is if it's become so global and the strain evolves and somehow becomes more potent. But at its current state, I'm not very fearful, especially if we as a world, you know, get this under control, don't get overstressed. But just limit some of our large group interactions and some of our international travel.
Well, and this is a wake-up call. I feel like it really is a wake-up call for everyone that maybe they're not taking good care of themselves or their immune system is a little compromised for whatever reason, to really dig down deep and just take better care of yourself. So when something like this comes along, which eventually there'll be another one, like you said, what they're dealing with in Brazil right now, you know, it's always something. And so you do have to keep yourself prepared, have a full arsenal, right, of good supplements when you need them.
Because this idea of great nutrition, getting good sleep, washing your hands properly, you know, getting some immune system supplements in, you know, this is like basic stuff for your life. It's not like, you know, like some irrational apocalypse, you know, zombie apocalypse scenario here. Like this is like how you should proceed in life.
Yeah. So no, really.
It's not that big a deal.
Well, you know, I'm allergic to antibiotics and all that. And you remember when I had the cat scratch fever? I mean, I watched the red go up my arm. I knew I had an infection, like the cat scratch fever. Anyway, I remember the protocol I went through with the Manuka honey, you know, on the wound, taking large amounts of oil of oregano, vitamin C, all these things that we talk about, getting plenty of sleep, you know, letting my body do the natural thing. And I healed myself naturally from cat scratch fever with no antibiotics. That in itself speaks volumes about how powerful some of these supplements are and how strong your immune system is if you do the right things, like get lots of water, get lots of sleep, especially if you're sick, rest, and just stay home and just take care of yourself and let your body do the natural thing, right?
Exactly. And you know what lowers your immune system by 50%?
What?
Fear.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, because the stress. Yeah, fear can be completely overwhelming. Yeah, so, all right. Well, it's great always to have you on the air. Are you going to stay with us? Are you coming back? Or you got to catch a plane? What are you doing, Sean?
I do have to run. I'm actually doing a podcast with Dave Asprey today.
So oh, nice.
Be cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell Dave we said hello, and we'll probably see him at the Paleo FX. I heard he's going to be there, right?
Absolutely,
yeah. All right. Well, always
good. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon. That was Sean Wells, everybody. He's got to go. You can find him on his website, seanwells.com, or Instagram at Zone Halo. You're listening to One Life Radio. We'll be right back with Cody Myler.
I thought it was a Taylor Swift song. I was wrong.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo on the controls, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Cody Myler. Before we get to our content, I want to let you know quickly that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Or you can go straight to iHeartMedia.com to listen live and download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Enviromedica, Wild Foods, Paleo FX, Karma Baker, Crazy Water, Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, Thorn Research, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And they're all great companies with great products, and they bring this information to you because they care. They really do. These are companies that really care about getting all of us well and keeping us well. So support our sponsors, and thank you so much for listening. And we have Cody Myler on the air with us today. He's amazing. Hey, hey. If you've not heard him before, he's just a big old guy. He is. He's just a fit, big old guy.
Look how like tall are you?
Yeah,
6'6".
Mm-hmm. Shorty.
There you go. Yes.
You are. You're just a big guy, and you're a fit guy, and you're a healthy guy, and you are a health and fitness expert who has taken his enthusiasm for physical fitness and turned it into a series of successful businesses and entrepreneurial ventures. Cody holds a bachelor's in exercise physiology and a master's in sports management, as well as over 20 fitness certifications. Cody's dedication to helping others achieve their goals led him to open his own gym over 10 years ago. As a longtime keto coach, he encourages clients to understand not only the importance of diet, but also the science behind weight management. Cody also recently routed the National Athletic Keto Association, that's NACA, N-A-K-A, the first ever fitness competition focused on just
the ketogenic athlete.
And you're also the owner of Next Rep Fitness here in Dallas. Okay. Yep. So, you know, getting fit and staying fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keto diet. Is that at the top of your list? Clearly it is, probably, right?
Yeah. For everyone?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For everyone?
For everyone, no. But okay. For me, yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I asked you this the last time that you were on. What started this keto craze with you?
In 2014, I knew some people that were kind of doing it, talking about the way they really were.
They were
kind of
doing
about,
what?
I knew a well, guy. I knew a guy.
they were really pushing more like Atkins in a way, and I was more watching kind of that, and I just couldn't get on board. And then, like, I don't know if you remember, but I'm a former basketball coach, college basketball coach,
right?
And so I had access to a lot of forms that most people don't have, and I remember coming across LeBron James's trainer, Mike Mankias. And he put LeBron and Carmelo Anthony on a ketogenic diet in 2014 when they left Miami to go back to Cleveland, or when LeBron did.
Yeah.
And I got to see the plan, the foods, and all that stuff. And now, granted, it wasn't a true 100% like the 80-20, all that keto, because they did have a few like sweet potatoes and some bananas and stuff in there. But they're going at such a high intensity in their workouts,
right.
It's fine. But the main reason why they had them do it was, A, with the higher fats, you get more endurance because there's 9 calories versus 4 in carbs. So your endurance is longer. You have those fats for energy. And also you're producing so much ketones and getting enough leucine in your body that you're not burning muscle. You're just burning fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw the actual plan and the foods, that's when I said, okay, I want to learn more about this. And that's when I started studying and talking to doctors and people and just going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so what does a day of eating look like for you? What'd you have for breakfast?
So
I'm thinking a lot of food. Oatmeal. You're a big guy.
Actually, you'd be kind of shocked. It's not really. If I'm on my bulking phases, I'm doing right about 4,000 calories a day.
That's but not too much.
It's not too bad. But normal, I'm probably
sure there are days
right
that
around,
I hit that maybe with, you know, on the weekend when I'm being bad.
But normally, I'm probably right around 28 to 3,000 calories a day. That's where I'm at. You know.
So like, so did you have eggs for breakfast?
Mm-hmm. So I
don't tell me if there's bacon.
Yeah, I will tell you, you're not gonna like it. But right now, I am doing four days a week.
La 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 la.
The C word, and then 3 days carnivore.
What's the C word?
The C word.
Carnivore.
Oh, carnivore.
And then
diet.
3 days.
There's a couple of C words.
Yeah.
I was like, which one?
Yeah. And then, oh, man.
Calories.
There's a
joke
sitting right there that I want to say that I'm just going to leave on the table.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I'm a 9-year-old when it comes to stuff like that.
I'll tell you what it looks like.
Okay.
The first thing I do right when I wake up, I have my morning cocktail that I got from Aubrey Marcus. It's 12 ounces of water with just your lemon juice and 3 grams of sea salt. Slam that. Then I have my black coffee. I drink that. And I do a minimum of 12-hour fasting. That's the minimum. Some days I'll go a little bit longer, but normally I do 12. Once I decide to break the fast, I have 9.5 ounces of ground beef with three pieces of bacon and 4 eggs in there.
Whoa. Good thing there's animals on Earth.
Do you measure all of this?
You know, you
we make it all on Sunday night, and
you
then
prep
I put
it.
Yeah.
And you weigh it and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on Sundays.
Hardcore.
Yeah. And then I have one cup of bone broth, and then I snack on. Now this is Monday through Thursday, and then I snack on some beef jerky or some pork rinds, and then I have my protein shake. Huh?
I thought the ketogenic diet was high fat, not high protein.
Because I'm getting higher fats of meat, cuts of meat.
Oh, meat.
You know, animal fat. That's what I'm getting.
So
in
lots
right
of
there.
Fat on the which actually probably tastes better.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But. Saturday, Sunday, I'm keto. That's when I bring in more avocados, the vegetables, and all that.
You have to stay in ketosis all day long, like every day?
You are in ketosis.
You aren't?
Because really ketosis is lack of carbs. It's not so much that you have to fire fat, you know, 80% fat.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dropped down to 50% fat and still been in ketosis.
Well, and you can go on a ketogenic diet and be a vegetarian, plant-based. Mm-hmm. Case in point, I'm looking at Sun Warrior's new clean greens and protein that you can get from their app. It tastes amazing, and it's keto-friendly. There's 0 grams of sugar. It's
I just
plant-based.
Had it. It was really good.
It's so good. I had it yesterday.
I'm going to try and drink it every morning since I don't
normally
eat
Yeah, and it's got
breakfast.
The MCT oil in it, too, and
that's
stuff.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if you can supplement with MCTs, that's a huge part of getting those
and
ketones
it's got
in your body.
Well, and it's got, I mean, broccoli is important.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli is like the
that's the reason why I can't necessarily go 100% carnivore. I love spinach. I love asparagus. I love all that stuff. So I couldn't do that. I like my veggies.
Yeah, well, this has a vegetable blend in it. It's got broccoli and sprout and onion extract, broccoli, sprout, and broccoli.
Carrots.
Yeah, it's got both. Tomato, carrot, spinach, kale, and that's it. On the Brussels sprouts.
Yum.
And so, and I said that weird. But
now I will say some people have different effects with different vegetables, so you got to test your body. You know, some people, they have gastric issues with cucumbers or something.
Yeah.
So maybe you ditch cucumbers, have more spinach, you know. That
yeah.
Type of deal.
Yeah, that's true. But so you can do it several different ways. So
mm-hmm.
So where do you start day one with your clients?
With my clients, if they really want to go down this ketogenic path, I'm very, very lenient at the beginning when it comes to carbs. I say, okay, let's just start off.
Start them slow.
50 total carbs. Net carbs. So in reality, that's probably about 65 total. And then week by week, I start bringing it down. And where they just kind of like, this is life, it would be 20 net carbs. But if we're trying to get a goal and really ramp it up, it's 10 total carbs.
So explain net carbs.
So net carbs is basically when you're looking at a package or whatever the nutritional value of whatever the foods are. You look at total carbohydrates, and right underneath that it says dietary fiber. You subtract the dietary fiber,
right.
And that gives you.
That's
and
right.
You can also subtract the sugar alcohols and all that good stuff.
No,
too.
You can't. No, I used to know this. Alan actually taught me that. But yeah. So this product has total carbohydrates 2 grams plus a dietary fiber 1 gram, and so. There's only
one.
So there's only one net carb.
Yeah. And I really try to get people to only subtract the fiber, because when they start subtracting all the sugar alcohols and all that, then they tend to overeat sometimes because they think they got room to eat all these different things. So I'm just like, just stick with the fiber, subtract that.
There you go. No, that's good advice. It is. I think we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this, and we're really going to dive into getting fit and staying fit with Cody Myler. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. We're having too much fun here. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo on the controls. I've got Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Cody Myler in studio. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go right to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Again, a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Use the code OLR for 20% off all their products. Go to sunwarrior.com. Enviromedica, it's an incredible company. If you'd want to get the best spore-based probiotics on the market, go to their website, enviromedica.com, and learn more. They have a new one that just came out, Terra Flora Deep Immune. I'm waiting for mine in the mail. I just ordered it a couple of days ago. So check it out. And Wild Foods, this is an amazing company. It really is. You put your finger up like that. Do you agree?
No, I was on their podcast. They're awesome people.
That's right. They are. I forgot you told me that. They are. They really are awesome people. And here's the thing. So their wild mission is almost identical to One Life Radio, which is say no to big food, big pharma, bad science, and dangerous health and nutritional dogma, and empower yourself with the knowledge that you need to not listen to their dogma. Use the code OLR for 20% off and check them out at wildfoods.com. If you're not taking turmeric every day, you should be. It's an incredible supplement. They have a great one. They also have a great D3 K2, which you should be taking every single day, especially right now when you need to keep your immune system strong. They have tons of just wonderful products. They're super wild. So keep it wild and go to wildfoods.co, not com. So it's .co. Paleo FX, we will be there. Check it out. Use the code FX15 at checkout to get 15% off your tickets. It's going to be an amazing event if they don't cancel it. I'm hoping they won't.
Actually,
the end of April.
Arnold canceled.
I heard that yesterday.
Wherever they
their
do the
expo,
convention,
yeah.
The expo part of it. They're doing the bodybuilding part.
Yeah, because people prep for however many weeks.
Well, hopefully
before.
By then everything will be settled down and we'll all be in a better place. Because, you know, if like Sean said, don't let the fear overtake you. Mm-hmm. Just don't let it overtake you. And, of course, our other sponsors, the Wellbeing Journal, an incredible journal that I have been reading for years and using it as reference. Thorne Research, you have higher standards, and so do they. So do we. Go to onelifradio.com/Thorne for 20% 10% off any of their supplements. I actually brought Navi and Aviana their vitamin D K2 liquid on, in addition to some other supplements that they have. But check it out. Keep yourself well. And let's continue talking with Cody Myler, because part of this journey of wellness is about getting fit and staying fit. So, you know, what about mindset? How do you approach mindset with your clients?
Oh, wow. Man, there's so many different ways with that. I'll tell you, one of the biggest lessons I learned as a coach is – you can't just coach one way with every one of the players, and that transcended into coaching my clients. Everybody's different, and I just had to find a way to, you know, what buttons push each person in a good way, positive, but also at the same time give them a little dose of reality of, hey, here's the reality. Here's what's happening. Here's what your future would be like if you continue going down this path. But yeah, I mean, I can't just put my thumb on just one thing about mindset. It's so many different variables from each person to person.
Well, you have a fantastic personality. You're so positive. We all enjoy having you in studio. I kid you not. We always look forward to it when we know Cody's coming. And you've got 20 fitness certifications. How many years have you been doing this? 15?
15
years?
I have my own school.
And you have your own school, and he is the owner of Next Rep Fitness here in Dallas. So how do you advise food portioning?
Man, you can just do the simplest thing is just like the palm of your hands with your protein and then go half of that with, you know, I mean, it's just because the general person just overeats. You know, when you go over in different countries, you get the serving size, you're like, whoa.
It's an American thing.
Yeah.
It's totally an American thing.
So, I mean,
we're gluttonous.
Totally overeat.
I justify my overeating because my hands are little. So I just put a little more.
I was wondering what you were going to say. I was like, that's interesting. Okay. So, you know, what's your advice for staying consistent? Because I think a lot of people fall off track, and that is one of the biggest obstacles when life gets in the way.
I think the first part is you really need to peel back the onion and see what's your day look like and what's your week look like. And now find the balance. You know, last year that was my biggest mission with myself and trying to help everybody find their balance in life between their family life, their fitness, their nutrition, their own mental health, all that stuff. You know, you just got to find if it's only 30 minutes a day, perfect. If it's 30 minutes two times a week, perfect. But when you get in there for that aspect of it, go hard, really push yourself. But I think that's first. You got to find, okay, what's your balance? Because I think once you find that balance and that rhythm, consistency comes. It's just a natural thing that comes with it.
Well, consistency is the key to success. There's no question about it in anything that you do.
And doing it. I mean, you just got to do it.
You got to do it. You know, well, the thing that makes it easier for me, you know, I got a little off track. I did. I let all the obstacles get in my way, all the stress, everything. And now I'm back on track again. But for me, having a short workout, like 15 to 20 minutes, because I can squeeze that in almost anywhere in the morning or at night, and it doesn't seem like it's overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, I got to work out for, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
You don't have to work out for an hour.
You don't have to.
What's more important is the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's 10 minutes, that's better than nothing.
The consistency and keeping the nutrition on point. You know, that's your number one is nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, so. I've been working out and I have been eating. But, you know, it is. I mean, when I see my body and I don't like it, I tell myself, it's diet, Bernadette. Mm-hmm. It's your diet. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't eat potato chips. Mm-hmm. You can't have pizza, you know, whenever you want it. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anyway. But, you know, those are the things that I think trap people. Potato chips, pizza, pasta, breads.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because they're so yummy.
They are.
They're just so yummy.
They are.
And so what about weightlifting? Because a lot of people are confused about that. How often should someone lift weights and do cardio to burn fat?
Honestly, I think you should go half and half. Three days a week of weight training and 3 days a week of cardio.
Okay.
You know, I think that's totally doable, even if it's 20, 30 minutes of both of them.
Well, and it doesn't get redundant either. And you also, so if you like one day, what's the word I'm looking for? So if you mix it up where you do cardio one day and then weights the next day, that and then cardio, then weights, that gives your times, your body time to repair from lifting weights as well,
right? Yeah, do Monday, Wednesday, Friday weight training, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday cardio.
And take Sunday off.
Because normally you can do, you know, if you want to do cardio, you can always go out. Like, today's beautiful outside.
Oh, it's
you can
gorgeous.
Go out, take a jog, you know. And so if it's a Saturday, you don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Just go outside and just do something.
And just breathe. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
You know, now, that's just to be healthy and be, you know, be in a good place. Now, if you're trying to go somewhere,
yeah,
those numbers don't work.
Yeah. But know? Should you take a rest day every week, Sunday being, or whatever day it is your day off, where you get one day a week where you just totally rest?
You definitely need one day, for sure.
Okay.
Possibly two, just depending on what your splits are in your weight training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever fast? What about fasting?
Oh, yeah. Minimum of 12 hours every day, but normally I'll hit about 14, 15 hours.
And typically. How do you do it? We had Dr. Sarah Ballantyne on the show yesterday, and she was saying some stuff that was actually very fascinating that actually works for me. I've started eating breakfast again, too, so I can take my supplements with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find myself not having those cravings or wanting to eat late at night when I eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can totally – I mean, there's some people that – we'll just do a bulletproof coffee during that fasted state, just, you know, and they're just trying to lose weight. So they're not worried about all the other stuff, but they're just looking to lose weight. So with that bulletproof coffee, it doesn't raise your insulin. And that's the biggest part on the fasting when you're trying to lose weight.
Anything can do it, though, can it? Like, I heard that even taking a supplement or anything while you're fasting,
if
you
it's
can't have
particular ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can,
certain
totally.
Ones.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
All right. So good to have you in studio. Yeah, Cody
absolutely.
Myler, you guys,
it.
If you're looking for a trainer, he's a keto, a fit keto cowboy, and he is fit and he's friendly. He's a friendly cowboy. Fit keto cowboy, right?
Yep. FitKetoCowboy.com and on Instagram.
On Instagram, FitKetoCowboy. Yeah, my eyes are like twisting on the keto and the cowboy. And anyway, always great to have you in studio, Cody Myler. Everyone, check him out. And thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. Do you want to do the end, Cody? You want to do it? Here you go. Here you go. Right there.
Here you go.
Come on.
You get one body, one mind, and one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.
All right. We'll be back.